Sonoma County's farms and ranches are already seeing the effects of extreme drought in soaring feed prices and dwindling water reserves. And they're not the only ones feeling parched.
Due to the drought that we're in, we have noticed people have been tapping into people's springs and water supplies that they use to irrigate agriculture.
Deputy John Blanker is part of the Sonoma County Rural Crime Task Force, which specializes in fighting crime that takes place far out in the country. He says illegal water diversions have been going on for many years, but recently they've taken on a new urgency.
When you really notice it is when there's a lack of water. These last few couple dry years, it's starting to be very, very noticeable. It's mid-July, something that's a pond that's normally full is only a quarter of the way full.
Blanker says he's seen ponds plumbed. He's seen spring boxes, a collection point for water coming out of the ground, bypassed. And the thieves, he says, can be pretty brazen.
In one case, I remember they diverted the water, and the landowner found the pipe, and I told them just to cut it, and they came back and reattached the pipe. And I think they put a valve in their piping, so it wasn't as noticeable. But he noticed it because his pond level was dropping so rapidly.
In the last year, Blanker estimates he's gotten about half a dozen calls regarding water theft. And when he follows the lines, they almost always lead to an illegal marijuana grow. That makes many landowners afraid to have law enforcement involved.
They are fearful that there will be repercussions if these grows are detected. A lot of them are hesitant to walk on, head out on their own land.
He tells landowners to keep an eye on things by knowing where their water is coming from, who is entering and leaving the property. They might even consider installing cameras near areas where water is likely to be diverted. The theft is damaging, he says, not just to property and business owners, but also to wildlife and public safety.
It could be the difference between life or death. If we had a huge fire and there wasn't enough water in a rural pond to fight the fire.
But it's not just rural residents who are worried about their water being taken from them. Local cities, too, are on the watch for thieves. Dan Takasugi is the director of the Public Works Department for the city of Sonoma. Normally, the city allows people with tanker trucks and hydrant meters, which measure the flow of water, to hook up to hydrants. But that has ended.
Since the drought has come on, we've taken all those hydrant meters back, just so that we can know that anybody who's hooked up to a hydrant isn't supposed to be there.
Still, at remote hydrants on the outskirts of the city, Takasugi suspects some water theft is going on.
We haven't caught anybody, but we do put some telltale paint on some of our hydrant valves, so we can see if they've been turned. And lately, we have seen several instances where the paint has been broken, meaning that the valve has been exercised. Really, at this point, we don't know how much is being taken, and we'd like to put a stop to that before it becomes significant.
The city has asked customers to reduce their water use by 20%, saying that everyone's help is needed to conserve. Would-be thieves need to fall in line. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.